And welcome back to the Clinton County Raceway. It is time now to start tonight's A-Main feature event. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Rod and Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. By the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The IZOD IndyCar Series returns August the 14th. Tickets starting as low as $35. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. And Coastal181.com, the place for books and DVDs on racing. And here is tonight's 30-lap starting lineup. Justin Henderson and Lance DeWeese make up row number one. Mark Smith and Cap Henry row number two. Tim Schaefer and Greg Hodnett make up row number three. Row number four on inside, the highest starting regular from Clinton County Raceway, it's Scott Lutz. Alongside of him, David Gravel. Row number five, Sam Haverty Jr. and Chad Layton. Mike Bittinger and Pete Miller III make up row number six. Darren Pittman and Dale Blaney, row number seven. Moving back to row number eight, Blaine Heimbach and Fred Raymer. Then it's a pair of Clinton County regulars in row nine in Dylan Proctor and Kyle Drum. Row 10 finds Stevie Smith and a points leader here at Clinton County Raceway, Alan Cole. Row 11, Bobby Howard, he won his heat race, and Aaron Ott. And George Suprick III and Tyler Walker round out the field. So five cars from the Clinton County Raceway have made their way into the night's third lap O'Reilly Auto Parts All-Star Circuit of Champions A main event. If one of those drivers can pull off the upset, they'll go home $3,000 richer. And the fireworks being sent off over in turn number two as the field now forms into the traditional four abreast salute to the fans here. Great crowd on hand. It was a hot day. Look out. Well, one of the fireworks didn't go up all so high, and the embers were coming down pretty quickly on the field. As they come off of turn number four, and the crowd gets on their feet and gives them a big wave and a send-off. Four-wide salute. 30 laps, $5,000 to win. And if a driver can win as a regular at Clinton County, well, that driver will have a $3,000 bonus. Hodnett, Raymer, Lance DeWeese still looking for wins here at Clinton County. Heat winners tonight, Stevie Smith, Fred Raymer, Alan Cole, Bobby Howard. Fast time went to Hodnett at 14.190. And Pete Miller III won the B main. The green flag is furled in the air as the field forms back two by two. Henderson and DeWeese row one, Smith and Henry row two, Schaefer Hodnett row three, Lutz Gravel row four, Haferty Layton row five, Bittinger Miller row six, Pittman, Blaney, row 7, Heimbach, Raymer, 8, Proctor, Drun, 9th, Smith, Cole, 10th, Howard, Ott, 11th, and Suprick, the 3rd, and Walker round out the field. We're set to go. 30 laps, the All-Star Circuit of Champions. Here they come. And it's going to be Justin Henderson showing the way down the backstretch. We are almost clean and green. Until we have a car slowing to a stop off over a turn number one and two. It looks like it's Dylan Proctor rolls to a stop. So our first yellow flag on the start of the race for Dylan Proctor. A good clean start until Proctor rolled to that stop off of turns one and two. Don't forget to find out all the latest information about Clinton County Raceway, the schedule, and everything else going on. ClintonCountyRaceway.com. And for the All-Stars, that is allstarsprint.com. Also, the track phone here at Clinton County is 570-726-3233. 570-726-3233. Right now, the top 10 in points here at Clinton County, Alan Cole, George Suprick III, Kyle Drum, Nate Grambley, Scott Purcell, Bobby Howard, John Smith, Scott Lutz, Dylan Proctor, and Daryl Stimley. The sprint cars are back here on June 17th, a non-wing event on June 24th, July the 8th, another non-wing event on July 15th, the Patriot Sprint and 410 Challenge along with the ARDC Midgets on July the 29th, August the 5th, and the 19th. And Fan Appreciation Night with free admission to the grandstand takes place on August the 10th. And the 305 sprint cars are here at Clinton County June 24th, July the 1st and August the 26th. So we will reform once again and try to get this feature underway. Proctor rolls to the back of the field now with George Suprick, and we understand Stevie Smith, who was slated to go on the inside of row number 10, our Heat Race 1 winner, has gone pit side. The Zemco car, John Zamias Corporation machine, heading pit side. So we are under caution one more time. Our starter has the green flag furled in hand. We're not sure if Stevie Smith is going to make it back out in time or not. Do see a wing moving now. They'll have to get him going quickly. Well, that car is moving very, very slowly. Don't think that Stevie Smith is going to make it back out. Tough break for Stevie Smith. Here they come off of turn number 4, and that green flag is out. Whoa, one car. Greg Hodnett up and over another car. That caused a chain reaction. Everybody got on the binders, and somehow we didn't take out the entire field. That was by sheer luck. Wow, what a way to start the race here. 4-3 lapper. Justin Henderson shows the way. Lance Lewis in second. Mark Smith in third. Cap Henry fourth. And Hodnett miraculously held on that car. He's in fifth. Field starting to string out a little bit now. Here comes Haferty challenging Hodnett around the outside of turn number 2. Everybody feeling their way around the racetrack. One car spins. It's Alan Cole. And he brings it to a stop over in turn number 2 on the low side of turn number 2. And we're under caution for the second time here in the early portions of this feature event. And while we're under caution, Chad Layton takes the Middlesworth Potato Chips number 7 machine pit side. So Chad Layton heading pit side to the attention of his team here under caution in the early stages of our race. Absolutely a gorgeous night here in central Pennsylvania. And folks, I'm telling you, this just may be the best kept secret in sprint car racing in central Pennsylvania on a Friday night. You're going to see flat out bull ring sprint car racing. And if the track is just right, and there's many nights when this track is just right, you're going to see some incredible wheel stands coming off four. So if you like watching short track racing at its best, bull ring racing, 410 sprint cars, and you like watching some great wheelies, make it a trip to Clinton County on Friday nights. And again, that's clintoncountyraceway.com is the website. And don't forget about our weekly sprint car show, the Sprint Car Report, each and every Tuesday afternoon at high noon. We cover both winged and non-winged sprint cars and everything from the States to Canada to Australia and New Zealand. Whether it's a winged or non-winged car, we'll have all the latest news for you on the Sprint Car Report each and every Tuesday afternoon here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, Mr. Layton able to refire his machine. He'll join at the tail end of the field. We will go single file at the cone and start finish line. Drivers will not be able to pass until they get past the cone. Justin Henderson and Lance Lewis, Mark Smith, Cap Henry, Greg Hodnett, that's your top five, and Sam Haferty, Tim Schaefer, David Gravel, Scott Lutz, and Mike Bittinger round out the top 10. Dale Blaney and Fred Raymer right behind them. Starter looks them over. They'll come off a turn number 4, and the green flag is out. Henderson with the run down to the low side. There goes Lance Deweese around the outside. Deweese will power his way into the lead. Around the outside, a turn 2 on the restart for Lance Deweese. Deweese now holding off Henderson as he comes back on the charge. Working that low group, Mark Smith running in the third, Hodnett in fourth, Haferty in fifth, Henry sixth, Schaefer seventh, Gravel eighth, Lutz ninth, Bittinger tenth, and at the four-car battle for tenth right now. Back at the stripe, back to the battle for the front spot right now. Deweese holding off Sam Haferty by inches at the line. He hauls him off down the backstretch into that number 3 corner. Off of turn 4 at the line by a car length this time. Oh, we got trouble over in turn number 4. One car gets around. It appears to be Scott Lutz over in turn number 4. A great battle up front. One other car, Dylan Proctor stopping. And we are under caution early on here in the O'Reilly Auto Parts All-Star Circuit of Champions. Visit to the Clinton County Raceway. Lance DeWeese leads Justin Henderson. Back with more from Clinton County right after this on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
The snow on the track is melting, Charlie. It won't be long now. The NASCAR boys will be back.
You're right, Pete. I can hear the engines now.
Tony Stewart, he wants the second spot. Kurt Busch would like it as well.
Winter's over at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and it's time to get your race face on. Earnhardt, Johnson, Hamlin, Stewart, and Busch are ready to go the extra mile in the Lennox Industrial Tools 301, July 14th through the 17th. All for the right to raise the Loudon Lobster. Let's get this party started. Great weekend racing, camping, entertainment, and fast friends all weekend long at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
It ain't over till the big gal sings, and she hasn't even begun to warm up the vocal cords yet.
Sunday tickets start at just $39. Go to NHMS.com or call 603-783-4931. It's your Speedway, New England. Now, let's go racing.
Back here at the Clinton County Raceway. Good evening to you. Sean Wood with you here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Lance DeWeese shows the way in the early stages of our 30-lap feature event. Justin Henderson second, Mark Smith third, Greg Hodden at fast qualifier fourth, Sam Haperty fifth. And that's the top five at the moment as they'll come off of turn number four. Starter looks them over. Green flag is back out in the air. They'll come by the cone here on the start-finish line. DeWeese pitches it sideways into that number one corner. He's going to the high side, Henderson to the low side. Battle for fourth right now. Haferty gets around Hodnett going down to that number three corner. Move Sam Haferty up into fourth, Hodnett in the fifth. Cap Henry in sixth, Schaefer seventh, Gravel eighth. Dale Blaney ninth, and Fred Raymer coming up looking for that top 10 spot right now. Off of turn number four, Lance DeWeese continues to show the way. And he likes that high groove, working the high side. Henderson working that low side, and they'll be coming up on lap traffic in a very short time. Again, like we said, if you like short track bull ring racing, you need to check out the track here on Friday nights, even late models. Tremendous show here at the Clinton County Raceway. DeWeese coming up on the back marker right now. The first to go down the lap is, well, Scott Lutz. It looked like he had popped out of gear for a second, got back underway as the leaders have caught lap traffic. DeWeese, Henderson, Haferty, Mark Smith, and Greg Hodden at your top five. Cap Henry sixth, Tim Schaefer seventh, Dale Blaney eighth, David Gravel ninth, and Mike Bittinger rounding out the top 10. Battle for fifth, Dale Blaney around Tim Schaefer. So the two current points leaders battling it out, and Blaney gets around Tim Schaefer. Pile up over there in turn number four, and the yellow flag is out. Looks like one car, that might be Pete Miller the third, sitting sideways in between turns three and four. So under caution here at the track. 12 laps are in the books, and how Lance DeWeese missed. How he missed Pete Miller the third right in front of him. Ooh. We will have to talk with him if he holds on the win. 12 laps in the books of our scheduled 30-lap feature event. Henderson still running second, Haferty third. Mark Smith is fourth. Hodnett is fifth. Cap Henry sixth, seventh. Dale Blaney, 8th, Tim Schaefer, 9th, David Gravel, and 10th, Darren Pittman, rounding out the top 10. And it looks like we're going back racing. Here they come off of turn number 4, and the green flag is out. And DeWeese will quickly lead the way through turn number 2. Again, he goes to the high side. So does Henderson this time as they hustle down the backstretch. Lance DeWeese off of turn number 4, completes lap number 13. Henderson right there, and Haferty closing in on Henderson. Mark Smith falling back a little bit in fourth, Greg Hodnett in fifth. Cap Henry and Dale Blaney have a spirited battle. That's for sixth. A couple drives are trying the high line now. Henderson is doing the same. He is running almost the same tire tracks as Lance DeWeese. And at the halfway mark, it's Lance DeWeese on lap 15 on the point. Justin Henderson second, Sam Haferty third, Mark Smith fourth, Greg Hodnett fifth, Dale Blaney sixth, Cap Henry seventh, Tim Schaefer eighth, David Gravel ninth, and Darren Pittman rounding out your top 10, Fred Raymer 11th, Mike Bittinger 12th, all the way from dead last outside row 12 up to 13th is Tyler Walker, who flipped earlier in the evening. Laps continue to wind down. Lance DeWeese coming up on George Subrick III. He and Henderson and now Haferty all working the high groove through turns one and two. When we got a car turned around in turn three and four, and another close call for Lance DeWeese. Wow, that's twice now. In the last couple laps, Lance DeWeese has had a close call, and I believe that Bobby Howard, our heat race four winner, who started 11th, spinning and coming to a stop in turn number four. Take a break and be back with more from Clinton County right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Back here at the Clinton County Raceway, just past the halfway mark, and Bobby Howard, who won heat race number four and just spun out, has gone to the pits. Lance DeWeese, Justin Henderson, Sam Haferty, Mark Smith, Greg Hodnett, your top five. Then it's Dale Blaney, Cap Henry, Tim Schaefer, David Gravel, and Darren Pittman rounding out the top 10. Fast Freddie Raymer in 11th. Here they come off of turn four, green flag. Is back out in the air. Haferty, the lone driver, this time to work that low groove off of turn number two. Got a good run. He's closing in on Justin Henderson. It's still Lance DeWeese out of Fayetteville, Pennsylvania, showing the way here at the O'Reilly Auto Parts All-Star Circuit of Champions first ever visit to the bull ring at Clinton County Raceway. It's about five car lengths lead, and as of late, both times that Lance has gotten into lap traffic, somebody has spun out right in front of him. He's been quite lucky so far. He continues to stretch out his lead over Justin Henderson with Haferty right there in third. Then it's a little bit of a distance back to Mark Smith in fourth, Hodnett in fifth, Blaney in sixth, Henry in seventh, Schaefer in eighth, Gravel ninth, and tenth is Darren Pittman. DeWeese continues to set the pace and continues to move away from second place, Justin Henderson. They'll come up on Kyle Drum in just a second as the back markers. And what kind of outcome will that play in this race as the laps wind down as we're approaching lap 20 here of 30. DeWeese has opened up about an 8-car length lead now over Justin Henderson, continuing to work that high side off of turn number two. DeWeese works the middle of the track through three and four and is now into lap traffic. And then as he comes down the turns one and two, he's back to the high side. That's where he has liked it since the drop of the green flag. He started from the outside of row number one. Glad to have you with us. Glad to be here tonight at the O'Reilly Auto Parts All-Star Circuit of Champions visit to Clinton County Raceway. They'll get around Kyle Drummond now. Henderson has closed the gap ever so slightly as DeWeese is working lap traffic. Now they'll work on Scott Lutz off of turn number four, five to go. Five laps to go as Alan Cole pulls off the track. Battle in turn number three. Henderson working to the low groove off of turn number four. Here's the Weiss. The Weiss by a car length and a half of the line. Four laps to go. The Weiss to the outside. It's a two-car battle right now. The Weiss gets around Scott Lutz. Dives down to that number three corner. Throws up for the rooster tail of dirt off of turn number four. Should be getting the two-to-go sign, but we don't see it. DeWeese coming up on Pete Miller the third. Now we'll get the two-to-go sign. My bad, I was a lap ahead. Here they come off of turn number four. Two laps to go for Lance DeWeese. Behind Pete Miller the third. Goes around the lap car. Pete Miller to the high side. Henderson right there, not giving up. DeWeese stuck behind Miller. Has to get out of the gas. Goes to the low groove. Here comes Henderson. Henderson right on the back bumper of DeWeese. White flag is out. Henderson is there. They go through one and two, both taking the high groove. Henderson diamonds off the turn. Two car lengths lead for Lance DeWeese. Down to that number three corner. Henderson off of turn number four. Can't make it happen. Double checker flags. Lance DeWeese will win. Henderson second. Haferty third. Hodnett fourth. Smith fifth. Blaney sixth. Cap Henry seventh. Tim Schaefer eighth. David Gravel ninth. Tenth goes to Darren Pittman. Unofficially 11th, Tyler Walker, Fred Raymer 12th, Blaine Heimbach 13th, Mike Bittner 14th, and Aaron Ott rounds out your top 15. Well, lap traffic almost played a hand in the outcome in the end for the first time ever in his career in victory lane here at Clinton County Raceway. It is Lance DeWeese. We'll come back and talk with our top three finishers. You're listening to the O'Reilly Auto Parts All-Star Circuit of Champions from the Clinton County Raceway on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
With 30 years' experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103. Or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
With tonight's winner here, the O'Reilly Auto Starts All-Star Circuit of Champions, first ever time at Clinton County Raceway, and Lance DeWeese. Lance, as Vern Watson, promoter here, was saying, Victory Lane, you go where only Alan Cole goes. You went to the high side. How much did this track change from early on to the feature time, and what made you go to the high side?
Well, Justin had a pretty good car, I thought, in the dash, and we weren't that good. And they watered the top, and I thought that would be my only shot at it. And, the first start, I really didn't get a good start around the top. I kind of didn't run it quite hard enough, and he got away. But that next restart, I thought, I get hustle in there and get on it earlier, I might have a shot at him. We did, and I thought felt pretty comfortable up here. I just, in three and four, I didn't feel good at all anywhere. So we just try to move around, find the different lines, and just try to keep the momentum up a little bit. But yeah, I thought pretty good here in 3-1 and 2 that, you know, nobody'd be able to get me unless I really messed up. But the lap cars were bad. I mean, we couldn't see when we got to them, and yeah, with how this track drops off the backstretch, I was close a couple times there dropping off because you couldn't see where the track was.
I was going to ask you about that. It looked like there was twice where you had lap cars spin out right in front of you, and you took some evasive action. I guess Lady Luck was a little bit on your side there down 3 and 4 this evening.
Yeah, it really was. The first time was really ugly because that's kind of where I was going in or out high. I was already committed, and with how slick it is, once you lift out of the car, the car just slides. And we were no man lands. I was just hoping that when I fell off the track, I could come back up on with nobody in the way. And we were fortunate there. The second time, it wasn't quite as close, but it still was pretty close.
With about 5 laps to go in the feature, you get into lap traffic again. Justin started closing in on you. He was pretty close to you. Could you hear how close he was?
No, I really couldn't. I just made sure in 3 and 4 that I stayed low. It's pretty hard to pass anybody here, and you know, I was struggling with the lap cars too. So I knew I could stay low in 3 and 4, not let him get underneath me. That for him to beat me in 1 and 2, he was going to be really good. And if he was good enough to pass me in 1 and 2 with me around the top, he deserved to win it.
I know it was a tough day. It was hot. It was a dusty track early on. It got a little bit better as the night goes on. But could you see, say, maybe in the future,
a Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Week show here with the way this track is?
Oh, I don't know. You know, they last time we were here in 04, it was an afternoon show. I mean, it's a neat little track. Just like a lot of our tracks anymore, the surface needs work on. It's hard to get good clay anywhere anymore, and it just, they kept watering tonight, trying to make it better. But when it's upper 80s and sun's hard, it's hard to keep anything wet with us here.
And what's your overall thoughts on the O'Reilly Auto Parts All Stars having this Eastern Division and running for $20,000 with a championship on the line?
Oh, I think that's one of the smartest things that Cad Webb's ever done. He's going to get cars at these shows. It gives us Central PA guys a place to run for extra money, and he was smart enough not to schedule against any of our shows. So I think that was one of his better moves. I think it's actually smart for everybody. The Ohio region helps him in that region, helps him in the Midwest deal. I just think it's one of the smartest moves I've seen him do in a long time.
And do you think we might see a race back here at some point in the future with the All-Stars?
Never know. I don't know. The place don't seem to hold up, but they had a real good crowd. So, if they made money, I could see it coming back here. You just never know. I don't know if they made money or not. It's all about, these promoters have to make money and stay in business. And, they had a good crowd, so hopefully they did all right tonight.
Second place finisher, Justin Henderson. You and Lance had a pretty good battle there. Five to go. You get in some lap traffic. Looked like you had a shot coming off of four. Tell me what happened.
It's hard to say what lap was what and where we were. I couldn't see anything. I was trying to find Lance's wingtips and just follow him for a while until I could find an opening. And three and four was so low and so slow that it was hard to be fast over there. And we were, I don't know. There was just no good way to be fast. It was like I couldn't slow myself down enough to be fast. So I did everything I could, and I could get a nose under him, but I just couldn't pass him.
I noticed that at one point you were running the low line through one and two. He was up on the top side. And around halfway or so, you jumped up to the high side. Did the low groove go away at some point?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I think Heffertiep was using the bottom line, and he was good. But for me, it wasn't any good. And, we had used tires on tonight, and it might have hurt us. We were as good as we could be. I've got nothing against running new tires. It's just awfully expensive. And Lance showed me the way on top, so I followed him around the top, and I didn't make the decision soon enough, and that's hard. That's hard being out front. A couple of weeks ago, I passed Chad Layton, who led the whole race, and tonight I got passed by one of the best in the business, and it sucks to lead early on.
There was a couple of close calls in the race for Lance under a couple of cars spinning in three and four. How close were you behind Lance at that point when those cars were spinning out?
I was close enough to see him get real close, but I was far enough back to take evasive action. I mean, he was kind of right on top of two of them there. And it was, if you weren't looking ahead, I mean, I'm telling you, going down the backstretch, after I could finally see through the dust, I was looking all the way through three and four, just waiting for somebody to take us out. So tonight was kind of a survival deal once we got going. But I couldn't see anything. I was just following Lance until I could have an opportunity. If he were to screw up, I could have taken advantage of it. But a guy like that good, he isn't going to screw up very often.
Outside the dust, what do you think about this little bowl ring here at Clinton County?
You know what? It's a lot of fun. If we had a fast racetrack here and a curb about 2 feet tall, I'd feel like I was at home. So it was a blast. And I would love to see a good racing surface here for us next time we come back. And I think the fans would have one heck of a show. I know there had to be some passing tonight through attrition or through people screwing up. So that's cool. But I know it's always more exciting when the cars are fast and slicing and dicing. I also really want to thank my sponsors, Montrose Molders, Mark Millwright and Rigging, TI-22 Chassis, and my personal sponsors, Butler Built, Bell, and Hinchman Indy. Thanks to those guys, they keep me safe and let me do what I like to do.
Joined now by third place finisher Sam Heffertiep. And Sam, great run for you tonight, but there was one point there early on in one of the starts, Greg Hodnett got up on somebody's wheels, and it was a chain reaction. Talk me through that early part of the feature tonight.
It was just kind of jumbled up out there. It was really hard to see. It was pretty dusty, but, little rubbing, but it wasn't too bad. It's just part of it when the track gets this way.
You guys, Justin Henderson, Lance DeWeese, towards the end of the race, you guys were all going towards the top of the feature. I know you also did go down to the bottom in one or two for a bit. Was your car working for both the top and the bottom tonight?
Early on, we were really good around the bottom. Early on, I think we had the fastest car in the race. We just prepped our tire a little wrong on the right rear. We didn't, you know, we didn't groove it right, and it was kind of the demise of our car halfway through. But you know, we were running the bottom primarily early, and the last few laps I started to run the outside a little bit more because we had to, because of lap cars. And actually, we found something. I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't find that earlier. Maybe we could have done something with Justin or maybe Lance. You know, you never know.
Putting aside the dust this evening, what do you think about this little bowl ring here?
Oh, it's a pretty racy track. You know, it was actually pretty fun to race with. You get side by side with a lot of guys. You know, the feature was actually fun. I mean, if anybody says you can't pass, well, it's not true, because we came from ninth and ran third. So it was a really fun place to race at.
Up to now, outside of all the rainouts that everybody has occurred throughout the country, how's your season been?
Hey, it's actually been fairly well. You know, last night we were at Lincoln Speedway there in Pennsylvania, and we actually had our first wreck of the year. And to have your first wreck of the year and race as many races as we already have is it's really impressive to me. Just it means that I think we're getting more mature as a race team and doing the right things at the right time. And you know, to run like we've been running is pretty impressive. And if we can keep this up, you know, we'll definitely be a contender at the Knoxville Nationals and the Kings Royal and the World Finals at Charlotte. So, you know, all the big races will definitely be there.
Well, hopefully the way you guys put on the show tonight in the future, hopefully the All-Stars will be back here at Clinton County in the near future.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's a definitely cool place to race. The track's very unique, and, you know, I definitely like this place, and it'd be nice to get back here for sure.
Sam Haferteep Jr., third place tonight here at Clinton County for the O'Reilly Auto Parts All-Star Circuit of Champions. We'll come back with a full field rundown right after this.
The snow on the track is melting, Charlie. It won't be long now. The NASCAR boys will be back.
You're right, Pete. I can hear the engines now.
Tony Stewart, he wants the second spot. Kurt Busch would like it as well.
Winter's over at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and it's time to get your race face on. Earnhardt, Johnson, Hamlin, Stewart, and Busch are ready to go the extra mile in the Lennox Industrial Tools 301, July 14th through the 17th. All for the right to raise the Loudon Lobster. Let's get this party started. Great weekend racing, camping, entertainment, and fast friends all weekend long at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
It ain't over till the big gal sings, and she hasn't even begun to warm up the vocal cords yet.
Sunday tickets start at just $39. Go to NHMS.com or call 603-783-4931. It's your Speedway, New England. Now, let's go racing.
And back here at the Clinton County Raceway, here is tonight's official finish for the O'Reilly Auto Parts 30-lap feature event for the Eastern Region for the All-Stars. Lance DeWeester, winner. Justin Henderson, second. Sam Haferteep, Jr., third. Greg Hodnett, fourth. And Mark Smith, fifth. Dale Blaney, sixth. Cap Henry, seventh. Tim Schaefer, eighth. David Gravel, ninth. And Darren Pittman rounding out the top 10. In 11th, starting 24th, it was Tyler Walker. Fred Raymer was 12th. Blaine Heimbach, 13th. Mike Bittinger, 14th. Aaron Ott, 15th. Chad Layton, 16th. Dylan Proctor, 17th. Pete Miller, the third, 18th, Scott Lutz, 19th, and Kyle Drum, 20th. Alan Cole, 21st, Bobby Howard, 22nd, George Supert, the third, 23rd, and Stevie Smith rounding out the field. Again, tonight's heat race winners went to Stevie Smith, Fred Raymer, Alan Cole, and Bobby Howard. The dash winner went to Justin Henderson, and the B main went to Pete Miller, the third. And that's the broadcast for this evening. We thank you for listening. We'll have more broadcasts for you, sprints, midgets, modified, late models, and non-wing sprint cars throughout the rest of the year right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. And don't forget about our show, The Sprint Car Report, each and every Tuesday at high noon. We cover winged and non-wing sprint car racing here in the States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. For all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel, I'm Sean Wood. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you again real soon. So long, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.